Okay, good evening, everybody, here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck, a defining moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And Moshe goes out to his brothers, and he sees their bondage, their servitude. And the Torah's use of the term echav to describe the Hebrews that Moshe's witnessing is all but obvious, right? Moshe is being raised as an Egyptian in the royal palace. As a matter of fact, Rashi goes so far as to say that what it means, Vayigdal Moshe, doesn't mean that he literally grew up physically, but that he was appointed to be Paro's chief of staff. And one way of interpreting that he was the royal prince, that he was the crown prince, he was going to be literally the next king of Egypt. So Moshe's choice to identify with the Jewish people that he sees suffering is really a double chiddush. It's a chiddush, number one, because he has no reason to identify with the Jewish people per se. And number two, it involves great personal mesiras nefesh, right? It's going to mean sacrificing everything. As we know, the story goes on. Moshe becomes a refugee in short order. So again, Vayar b'sivosam, Vayar ish mitzri, make ish ivri me echav. The Torah in the same pasuk uses the term echav twice. Moshe's identity is a very, very complex thing, and he's choosing really to identify with the Jewish people. Now what's interesting is the next Aliyah, when Moshe is a refugee in Midian, and Yisro's daughters describe Moshe, they were being harassed by the local tribesmen, we'll get to that in a second, they were being harassed, and it says, Vayako Moshe Vayoshian Vayashkes Tzonam, that Moshe saved Yisro's daughters from this kind of abuse and harassment. According to the rabbinic tradition, it was a form of sexual harassment. Whatever it was, Moshe comes and he saves them. And when they come home to either their father or their grandfather, this man named Reuel, Vatavon al Reuel Avihen, and he says, Vayomer Madua Mihartin Bawayom, how come you're home so early? And they say, Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miad HaRoim, that we were saved by an Egyptian. I mean, he looks like an Egyptian, right? And that's the way anybody would perceive him. They say, oh, this is an Egyptian guy. He saved us. And yet, internally, we know, for Moshe, it's much more complicated than that. I think the most beautiful expression of this, who knows who said this originally, I think it's been quoted in the name of almost every Hasidic master. This may be the only thing you hear me quote ever from a Hasidic master, but I like this one so much. How did Moshe resolve this kind of internal paradox, this duality? Is, am I an Egyptian? Am I a Jew? My background, my biology, my upbringing, my nature, my nurture. So which one is it? So it says, Vayifen Kovacho, which literally means Moshe looked this way, he looked that way, Vayar ki ein ish. And he saw there's nobody around. And the simple pshat is that Moshe was afraid to kill an Egyptian officer if somebody witnessed it, and for good reason, right? When Paro hears about this, he wants to kill Moshe. So Vayifen Kovacho, Vayar ki ein ish, Vayachas haMitzri, and so he kills the Mitzri, Vayitmeneu b'chol, and he buries him in the sand. The Hasidic interpretation is a little different. Vayifen ko v'chol, not out there, but Moshe looked inside of himself this way, and inside of himself that way, and he appreciated that there was no reconciliation. Am I an Egyptian or am I an Egyptian? Vayachas haMitzri. And at that Moshe, he crossed a personal internal Rubicon, and he killed the Egyptian within him. Whereas at that moment, it was a defining moment. If he's going to kill an Egyptian officer, that means that forever he's with the Jews. And Paro understands it. Vayishma Paro es hadavar hazeh, vayivakesh la'arog es Moshe. I assure you that if Paro wanted, in the last 36 hours of presidency, pardon is on everybody's mind. Paro could have pardoned Moshe. That wasn't the issue. Why does Paro want to kill Moshe? This isn't something like he's fastidious to the law. You can't murder anybody in Egypt. Murder goes on every day in Egypt. But the reason he wants to kill Moshe is he understands very well that Moshe has made a statement of who he's loyal to. It's the Jews. It's not in Egyptians. Vayishma Paro es hadavar hazeh, vayivakesh la'arog es Moshe. Moshe's complex story of identity, and ultimately he makes a choice to identify with the Jewish people, a choice that he'll come to regret. And he'll spend many decades hiding in Midian, hiding away from any sense of responsibility to the Jewish people. One final thought about this. Somebody, a very, very prominent Talmid Chacham, once told me that he thinks the only friend Moshe ever had in the world is Yisro. Moshe has no other significant human relationships to speak of. Maybe with the exception of his brother Aaron. We never see Moshe really speaking to his wife. We never see Moshe speaking to his children. But the Torah says in this week, etc., Vayoel Moshe LaShev Eses HaIsh, which literally means, according to Targum Unklis, Vitzavi Moshe. Moshe very much wanted to be around Yisro. And if you think about who Yisro was, very similar biography to Moshe. He was a person of great stature in Midian. He's referred to as the Kohen Midian. Unkla says, Rabba de Midian. Not just some kind of a clerical, a rabbi or something like that. It's somebody with actual power. Ula Kohen Midian. Rabba de Midian. And all of a sudden, what we find in the text is that his own daughters are being harassed by the local shepherdsmen. Rashi very astutely points out, this doesn't make any sense. If he's a prominent person, they would be afraid to treat his daughters this way. So Rashi, based on the Midrashic tradition, argues that Yisro had sort of abandoned the local deity of Midian, and as such, he was persona non grata in Midianite society, and therefore there were individuals who were harassing his daughters. A very parallel to Moshe. In other words, an individual who's chosen to sort of abandon his homeland, a person who's chosen to abandon his position of prestige, his position of power. And somehow Yisro and Moshe are able to connect in this way, and they form this bond, Vayoel Moshe, excuse me, La Sheves Es Ha'ish, and they form a pact, Vayitain Es Tzipora Vitol the Moshe. They cement the relationship through marriage, but it's not fundamentally Moshe's marriage to Tzipora, it's his way of connecting himself to Yisro.